Clinket weaver Terry Rothgar normally works on traditional raven's tail ceremonial pieces using natural wild fibers like mountain goat, buffalo, cedar, and spruce roots. But thanks to a national grant, the Sitka artist will take her weaving in a new direction using high-tech materials like Kevlar and programmable fiber optics. She's calling it her Clinket Superman series. Ann Kaiser has more.
For over two decades, Terry Rothgar has been using the same methods of preparing and weaving native regalia as her ancestors some 6,000 years ago. She used to think it was her responsibility to keep this fragile art form alive.
Honestly, I'm the one that's fragile here. It's going to keep going past me.
She says it's always been about using the materials on hand as a way to record the current happenings. But times have changed, and now buyers and collectors drive the market and not the artist.
There's such a stigma of what that art looks like. Even when we go contemporary, many times it's just a spin on or a spoof on the traditional objects that we do.
Recently, Terry found out Creative Capital out of New York City will be funding up to $50,000 towards the completion of two new high-tech robes. Of the 1,771 inquiries submitted nationally, her project was just one of 23 that was funded. Sean Elwood is the Director of Grants and Services at Creative Capital and is working closely with Terry on the process.
We also make sure that the artists are getting professional development help so that they're learning more about time management, financial management, how to run their practice as a business, venues that might show the work, people that might write about the work, other funders.
Knowing she'll be financially supported over the course of her project is allowing her a chance to be more adventurous and to step back from making a piece just because it can sell. Now she's free to research new materials being used today and think about how they reflect the world we live in.
And I was working at a cultural center last year, and the Park Service actually let our cultural center go. But I mean, here they are in our community walking around with bulletproof vests, and I'm like, what kind of message does that send? Do I need some bulletproof regalia?
Plus, she thought it would be fun to create a robe rooted in politics, reflecting the era of homeland security.
But the other one, I got wondering, what would a robe look like that is more applicable to the young people? Would it be programmable? They want to link it up to their iPods or their, you know, their MP3 players. Would the colors get brighter as the drums got louder and the singing got louder? Would it change color with the story? Oh, these are all good ideas.
She'd like to experiment with spinning in some aluminum nanofibers, but she has no idea if it's even possible. Other benefits of this particular project are she has the resources for consulting and engineering. Yet it's not enough to create the ideas. There also needs to be an end result, Terry says. And traditionally, robes are made to dance.
With the Kevlar, in my mind, it's a global connection. And the one place that I saw that looked like the best venue for it to come out is called WOW. It's the World Wearable Art Show. It's in Wellington, New Zealand, and they have some really wild performances around the pieces that are accepted within the show. So, I don't know, maybe it's a haka. I don't know. It's got options.
She can see endless possibilities. But it'll allow the generation that's plugged in to incorporate it into hip-hop and breakdance venues. So with all of this, I had to ask her, just where is the future of traditional regalia going?
Oh, I can't wait to get back to my mountain goat wool. This is just like, oh my, what have I done?
But that won't be for at least 2.5 years, and who knows where this project may lead her. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Ann Kaiser.